and welcome to GodIsTheGeek.com's Game of the Year Deliberations Day 3. My name's Adam Cook and I'm joined by Gary Bailey.
Hello there.
And the delectable Christopher White.
Hello.
Hello, mate. We've lost Adam Carroll, but he will be rejoining us tomorrow for the next lot of awards. We've so far given awards for Best Re-Release, Nicest or Biggest Surprise, Biggest Disappointment, Best New IP, Best Story, Best Sports, Racer or Fighter. But day three is usually the shortest of the days. We'll see how that goes. But today we are doing Best Multiplayer and Best Visuals, which might maybe, you know, you might think it's a bit of an open and shut case, but that's not probably going to be the case. Last year's winners then, Best Multiplayer in first place was PUBG. Second place, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. I keep forgetting that last year was like the first year for the Switch. Destiny 2 somehow. Destiny 2 was last year. Wow, that was third place. PES 18 in fourth and Injustice 2 in fifth. This year's 12 nominations are Call of Duty Black Ops 4, Forza Horizon 4, Warhammer Vermintide 2, Sea of Thieves, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Fortnite, PUBG, Dragon Ball FighterZ Z, Overcooked 2, FIFA 19, PES 2019, Firewall Zero Hour. Who wants to start the festivities on day 3?
I think we should get rid of PUBG.
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, that's a last year game, isn't it, really? Are we counting it because it's like an ongoing game?
But like it was officially released at the very, I think during our deliberations last year. It's come to PS4 this year. It's been updated a bunch.
My reason for getting rid of it is because I could easily see 5 better games that deserve to be talked about in more detail. And PUBG, it's had its time in the limelight. I'm not saying it's not a good multiplayer, but like there's brand new games that have come out that have got excellent multiplayer, and I think they deserve to be in this.
I think you saying it's had its time is interesting because PUBG's not had a great year, really, has it?
No, I just mean in the sense of having its time, like...
No, but I'm saying I'm with you, even if you mean it in a really horrible way, if you know what I mean.
I love PUBG, but I'm still kind of like... I mean, I don't understand the hate towards it, to be perfectly honest.
Have either of you played PUBG this year?
I have played it a little bit. Not loads, but I have played some of it.
No. I don't think I have.
I've tried it when there's been like new maps and updates and stuff, but not significantly. I mean, I'm not going to fight you guys if you want to cut it.
I'm happy to.
Yeah, I'm not going to fight its corner. I think I did that last year.
I think you did. Yeah, yeah. I don't think you can make the same arguments for Fortnite.
No, I wouldn't intend to. Like, I've had a lot of fun with Fortnite this year.
The cross-play came.
The Thanos event was amazing.
Yeah, that was this year, wasn't it? Yeah, they keep updating it. It's a consistently evolving game.
That's the thing that I think we're going to struggle with, like, in many years to come now, is, like, the amount of games that are just consistently updated, you know, they're ongoing, they're no longer just a game for that year.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think we're going to see these, like, games like Fortnite arriving every year, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be in the deliberations. I kind of think it has to be in the top 5.
I agree, actually.
not just because of the obvious stuff, but it's stuff like, you know, it's basically the biggest thing on the planet right now.
I feel like it's on the wane slightly, and then they released the creative mode, which I think I called at some point during the year. Or I said that they would basically turn it into Minecraft as well. Pez.
Delete.
Yeah.
I won't fight it, but I've not played it, so I can't really.
It didn't really do anything else, did it? It let us play each other and do pretty much the same thing as last year, but like,
I mean, random select mode was still there, but I can't remember if you can do it online. I don't think you could you?
No. And it's like, it's not all about doing new stuff, but it kind of is with some of these games. And I just want to, whilst, like, just diving in, I mean, it's not about putting a pin on this and trying to get it in the top 10, but for me, one of the best multiplayer games was Firewall Zero Hour on PSVR. Just because it did something that no other VR game has done yet, properly or effectively, and give you a full FPS game online which was it more in the same vein as like Rainbow Six, where there was a lot of strategy to it. The lobbies were always full of like I always played with some like great people. Like they were just having a laugh. There was no negativity, anything like that. And it was a really smart game. It was like it's like the strategy of Rainbow Six, where you've got to go in, try and locate the laptop, and try and take the people out. But you've got use the security cameras to help you do that. It's just a very smart kind of game. And I think like to be able to control it, like you could control Call of Duty or Rainbow Six, like fully movable everything, like that was, I wouldn't call it revolutionary at all, but I would certainly say it's refreshing to finally have something like that, especially after that god awful game from Supermassive, which I can't even remember the title of, but there was no like point click there, move there. It was like if I want to go there, I run over there, and like I could turn around without like moving 45 degrees. It was just fully, you could just move completely and you've got the freedom to do it. And I thought that was like excellent. It was a really decent game. It's very, very empty. There was like not a lot else to do. There's not loads of unlocks, but the maps there was, I think it was about 6 or 7, and they were good fun. So that's why I kind of put it in the list, just to be able to talk about it, because it's very good. Very good kind of online, especially in VR as well.
So what would we cut? Like, you know, there's five games got to go.
I'd cut, even though I love it, Vermintide 2.
Okay, I'm glad you're presenting that, because I would have... That's the next for me, I think.
We've said before that it's a new Left 4 Dead, essentially, and everyone should give it a try.
Yeah.
I think as this goes live, it's out on the PS4 as well.
Okay.
It's around that time. So, you know, even bigger audience there as well. So people should play it. It's so much fun. Especially in the multiplayer, when you get a good team together, you can have a right laugh on it.
So to play devil's advocate, the question is, why are you suggesting to cut it then?
Because I can see others on there that are better.
Five others?
Yeah. I think it's a great game, and I do think people should play it, but there are other games on there that I would put above it.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, Chris?
No. Okay, I mean, as I say, I've not really played it, so I can't.
No.
Same
as you. I played it on PC and never got around to an Xbox. I felt like it didn't make much of a splash, if I'm honest with you.
No, it was very stealth release. Like, I think even on PC, it wasn't really... I mean, it did well. I know it sold well. But it wasn't really advertised. You know, nothing... Nobody was talking about it like they.
Right.
I think possibly they should have done.
I mean, I suppose of this list I'm looking at, I'd probably cut FIFA. Because while I still think it's fun playing multiplayer locally, I still think the online is just the most rage-inducing thing. And I think they made steps to make the Ultimate Team better and better with more ways to play single player, but then that's not multiplayer, and that's what this award is.
Yeah.
I find playing online makes myself angry, makes my kids angry. You know,
yeah,
I can't agree or disagree because I've not played it, but I'm obviously not going to argue.
So I'm going to present that we cut FIFA.
Yep.
I'm also going to present we cut Dragon Ball FighterZ Z, because that game, I haven't played it for a long time, but the last time I played it, it didn't have a mode where you could just play against your mates online.
Well, we tried to do a video, didn't we? And we spent a bit of time in the lobby trying to work out how I could just have a match, and we couldn't find
then
anything.
Realize later it's because you can't just play your mates. Yeah. And that to me is it's still
how
an excellent
is that a
game.
Thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This,
it's a poor omission.
Listen, it's very possible they've patched it in and updated it, but I can't speak to that. I haven't played it. I would like to play it. It's time thing, but like it's a fantastic game. Just never really struck me as, and this isn't an exclusively online thing, but like it's a fantastic game, but I just never really got into the online. You know?
I
can see that.
Go for it.
Any other games? We've got two to go. Okay. I told you this would be a short day. We're moting through this list.
I certainly don't think Smash Brothers should go.
See, that's an interesting one because that's the most recent release, and the online, I've heard that it's actually better online. But it's another game I enjoy the offline of more. I'm playing locally with like the kids and that. But I've heard the online's pretty knackered. But again, I've also heard it's been patched, so...
But I suppose, like, multiplayer is playing with others, isn't it? It doesn't. I know the online might not be great at the minute, but, like, I've had a lot of fun playing.
Yeah, but
with...
can we cut Dragon Ball for that and then not cut Smash Brothers?
Well, no, but like,
do you know what I mean?
No, I get what you're saying, but then like, I'm having a lot of fun with Super Smash Brothers,
right?
More so than I did with Dragon Ball.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm. Is that a thing because you're more attached to the characters of Smash? Because I'm a big Dragon Ball fan, and
partly,
and
so but I really enjoy the gameplay, and like with which we'll talk about more about the actual game itself, but just in terms of how different each character is. And, like, I was playing with Mario for a while, and then, like, I had Yoshi in my party for a while in the adventure mode, and, like, I've only just switched to him, and now he's, like, my main, which I never thought that would be, but it's, like, he's so different, and then they're all so unique, and you can really kind of...
I mean, just to back you up, like, I found, like, Mario, for example, the fact that you can... obviously, you know, you tap the super button to just like fire a fireball, and then at some point, I don't know if you've unlocked him yet, but like Lucario, the Pokemon, but you can charge his and like that. Although he's, and I find Lucario and Mario actually slightly similar to play as, but like the fact you can charge, you know, Mario's, you can hit him with a cape to turn them around to face the other way. Like there is actually, and again, there's a patch for that recently, and like they are adjusting that as they play. And there is a lot of depth to that game, which does. And also, just the only thing I'd say is, does the fact that it's a bit of a slog to unlock the characters damage the multiplayer? You know, you and I at this point haven't got 74 characters to choose from.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. Fair point.
But does it still squeak into a top five?
Well, should we go on Overcooked? Because I haven't played Overcooked 2 yet.
Okay.
So, like, why should that be in the list?
It's just an absolute blast to play. Like it's cooperative. You know, that you're trying to... Well, it can be, you know, versus as well, but the cooperative aspect of trying to cook these things together, whether it's with your kids or whether it's with your friends, and there'll always be one of you who starts being silly and starts throwing food around, and it just makes for one of those wonderful, wonderful multiplayer experiences. And to be honest with you, the whole game is designed to be played multiplayer. Like, it's a lesser game if you play it on your own.
Yeah.
Would be my number five.
Okay.
Of these seven. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think the last couple of on our top five will be up for debate, but I think three of them are clearly deserve to be here. And like Sea of Thieves obviously has to be in this list.
I think so. I think it has to be,
Just because... of the kind of, I mean, I've not played loads of it, but like the first time I played it was just, it was with you two, and it was, you got me drunk in that,
that's right.
little tavern, and I got absolutely wankered. And then we just set sail, and it was just such a refreshing experience. And like, since then, we're like, Mick and Nicola, you've done a lot of like kind of video, well, streams and stuff and that. And you know, you've had a lot of fun with it, and it's all very random what happens, and there's, you never really know what to expect, and that's what I want from a game. That's why I love, you know, I'd be tempted to just briefly mention Red Dead. I mean, it wouldn't be in the list, but that's another game which it's in its infancy, but there's a lot of random
beta, so
random,
technically we can include it. It's our list, but
I don't think it should be, because it's not complete and it's very empty, but the fact that in that you've got a lot of random encounters, and that's what I love from multiplayer games, and I think that's what happens in Sea of Thieves. There's never you never go online and know what to expect, and that's kind of one of the best things about playing with friends.
So the couple of games we haven't talked about, I think personally, I think Black Ops 4 is a lock.
Yeah.
But also it's worth bearing in mind that they have kind of messed the game up with a lot of the weapon changes, but it's still generally a superb multiplayer experience, and it kind of offers something for everyone. The game I want to talk about, Gary's not going to be overly pleased. I'm not sure Forza Horizon 4 is a game I would consider one of the best multiplayer experiences.
I suppose it depends on how you define it, because you're always playing online.
Right, but the thing is if you took those drivatars and if the online people flying around your instance and just replaced them with AI, I don't think it would make it a better or worse game.
No,
it's
but
only
I mean,
if you consciously decide to go and play with someone or with friends. And it's a fine experience, but I just don't think I would consider it one of the best multiplayer experiences of this year.
I'm like, on the fence, to be honest myself.
Like, you know, raids, what do you call them? What are those events like where you have to...
The Forzathon Live.
Yeah, like they're cool, but they are... I don't want to say one-trick ponies, but they are...
They are the same stuff kind of repeated, just in different...
Well, it's taking the things you do in the game anyway and just putting them into an experience where it's like, oh, here's 20 cars all doing it at the same time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's great fun, though, when it happens.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like, it reminded me of Destiny when you got the...
Absolutely,
the random events on that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm...
And the other... See, the thing is, I... Again, we say this probably every podcast. Not my list, not your list, it's our list. The two I'm looking at personally, and obviously I can only speak personally, are Forza, which would probably be number six on this list. And I just haven't played Firewall 0 Hour, so I literally have nothing to say about that, you know?
Yeah,
you heard
I,
good
I
things.
Can't talk about that myself. Forza, I think, I mean... Personally, it's one of the best games of the year for me. Like, there's no doubt in that. But I do tend to play it more single player.
Yeah.
I enjoy some of the multiplayer aspects, but it's more about just that. I mean, to be fair, I mean, when playing it multiplayer with friends, it's ridiculous fun.
Mm.
But, yeah, again, I think it probably would be like a number five or six. So if you want to cut it, I can get on board.
But I just don't know what else we would cut. Like, we need two games off this list.
Yeah, I'd say. I mean, Black Ops,
the weaker ones. Yeah,
Fortnite.
You cut Black
them
Ops.
Three, I think they'd have to.
Oh,
stay.
You keep. So, the weaker ones seem to be Forza, Overcooked, and Firewall.
Look,
but that's mostly because
I
Overcooked
think,
and Firewall only one of us have played.
But I think, like, I've not stuck with Firewall. I played it over. Like when I got Coden, it was released. I stuck with it for about 2 to 3 weeks. But as I said, there's not loads of things to keep you going back.
Yeah, okay.
Just with
whereas
like
Overcooked, at least they're releasing DLC and stuff. And
yeah, exactly. And I'm happy for it to go. I just think it is a good multiplayer. One of the surprises of the year for me.
Fair play for a VR game, even getting in the top 10, let alone the top 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. So are we cutting Firewall?
Yeah.
Okay, so which one from them, Chris, would you...
Well, see... Oh, God. It's like...
It's okay,
choosing...
Chris.
It's
you
like
can
Sophie's
do it.
Choice,
worry.
This is.
It's not an easy one.
I think in terms of... I don't know, because I love Forza, but then I haven't played 4.
Yeah.
But
I'm struggling because Forza Horizon 4 is, like Gary says, it's. I'm not going to show any hands yet because we've got a couple of days left, but it is easily one of my favourite games of the year.
Oh, Jesus. You know,
I just don't think of it
Pass,
as a multiplayer game. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a fucking Game Pass. I just
have
twigs.
Yeah.
Right. Just in time for the chat later. Like, we'll do the... Yeah, anyway. I can't...
What I'm saying is that I'm the only one who's played Overcooked 2. As much as I love it, as much as I think it's a great multiplayer game, you guys, if you both feel Forza should be here,
it's Forza Horizon 3, which I've played the multiplayer and enjoyed, so I don't feel like I can judge the multiplayer based on that. And I think for a game that's focused solely on, well, not solely on multiplayer, but it's about bringing people together and having fun, which I'm not saying Forza Horizon 4 doesn't do that. There's a hell of a lot more to Forza Horizon for people to enjoy. And I think the amount of effort that seems to have gone into Overcooked 2 to make it so good with people to play with, I think maybe Overcooked 2 just pips it for that reason. But, I, you know, in terms of playing them both, I can't say, but, yeah. So I'd say Overcooked 2.
I can agree with that.
The Forza is going to be like game in the top, you know, top 10 game of the year. It's
if okay, so let's just hypothetically say we cut these down to Black Ops, Sea of Thieves, Smash, Fortnite, and Overcooked. Gary, which game wins it for you?
Possibly Black Ops.
Interesting. Okay.
Just considering everyone wrote this game off. Everyone.
They were I'm not sure. I feel like everyone wrote it off because it didn't have a single player, well, and that narrative kind of forgot that Black Ops and Call of Duty generally has a good multiplayer.
Well,
it's not always for you.
What it was people were kind of just sick of Call of Duty. They've been growing tired of it for a while.
But I don't know that that's not still the case.
I mean, it is, but I think because it's kind of come up against it, because I think everyone expected Battlefield to be the one this year.
It definitely isn't.
And that's the thing. Well, it's kind of, that's the one that's it's disappointed a lot of people. And I think the fact that it released without its Battle Royale.
Firestorm. Firestorm.
You know, it released without
I'll be honest
that,
with you,
that. I don't even know if that has a release date.
Did we give Battlefield a... No, I think I was the one who wanted Battlefield in the most disappointing. Because, like, even now, like, I can't actually find any... The release of that game was so fucked that I actually, at this point, can't find any information on when that Battle Royale mode is actually coming. Like, some things say it's this month in December. Some say it's, like, February.
When you load onto the game, it's got the release date underneath it.
Okay. That's the problem, is that I haven't played the game much enough, I guess. What would you vote? What would you give to the win then? I mean, I'll cut Forza because it sounds like it has gone.
Yeah.
I've played quite a lot of Black Ops, but like it's certainly definitely top two, top three. I'd give it to Fortnite.
I would also give it to Fortnite. I was wondering if anyone was going to say it before me.
Just because...
I'm not going to disagree.
No, just because, like, I never struggled with PUBG, but there's something about it I just didn't get on with, and then picking up Fortnite, I just found it to be so, I just adored playing it, and then like I took a bit of a break, and then I came back because of the Thanos event, and that was amazing, and then that ended, and I went back and played it again, and then like they keep releasing like little things that happen in it that they don't really advertise, but like the big cube they found in the game, and they're like shards of it, and it was like a mystery, and there was no like big announcement. It just happened, and it made people like, talk, and I like that.
Not to sort of over egg the pudding, but like my kids, for example, I find it really hard to get them to the cinema. Like they're just not into sort of sitting down and not being able to look at phones. You know, it's modern kids. I actually think the Thanos event helped me get them into cinema to watch the Avengers. I really do think that helped, and I think I think that a lot of people might still write the game off as kids play it, but like kids aren't idiots these days. They're discerning. They like good games. And Fortnite's reactive nature to the world around it, Fortnite's reaction and development and ongoing update. And as I say, the recent, basically adding a Minecraft sort of creation mode into it where you can create your own. Yeah, people, I've seen someone make the terminal level from Call of Duty in Fortnite.
Oh my
now.
God. That's amazing. I've just started playing it on a Switch, even though, like, my.
Yeah, I know.
My account's on. No, I don't mind it. Like I've always been playing it on the PS4. That was kind of where I paid for one of the seasons or whatever it is, and then like I could just kind of stuck with it on PS4. And I know you can't link your accounts, which was a bit
can now.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, they fixed it.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, you can link it all up now because it's got full crossplay now. You can play PS4 with whatever you want, really.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, there you go. No complaints.
Looking at that list now. I would say that's right.
I don't quite agree with it. I think Overcooked at 5 is an automatic pick because it was kind of like it just about squeaked in.
Yeah.
The thing is this isn't a list of what is, you know, unequivocally the best by this rating, whatever. This is about God is a Geek, and I think that for that reason Sea of Thieves has to be number 2. Even though I prefer Black Ops 4, I think that this team, our team, has played more Sea of Thieves together than probably any other game apart from Fortnite this year. And I think that for that alone, like when it comes to Sea of Thieves, the actual multiplayer is sound. Like there's no problem getting into a match with Pete, your friends. There's no. It just is such a unique. And yes, it needs more content, and they're getting there. But like, Call of Duty Black Ops is an excellent, excellent Call of Duty experience. Like the Black Ops mode is great, but I just feel like whereas. And we have to take the evolution of games into consideration because that's what they do now. Whereas Sea of Thieves is constantly getting better, Black Ops 4 has had a bit of a wobble in terms of like balancing, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And I mean, Smash Brothers, I just don't think has been out enough, long enough for us to. So I personally swap 2 and 3 and then say I'm done. But
I think for the sake of the site, like you're right, there's been a lot more coverage and a lot more enjoyment that have come from our end through Sea of Thieves.
I know Nicola would be arguing for it if she was here, so possibly Mick as well.
But what about you, Gaz?
I'm happy to go that way.
Well, I mean, if you're happy, then I'd say we have our top five best multiplayer list, which is in fifth place Overcooked 2, in fourth place Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which is a blast playing locally with friends. Number three, Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Number two, Sea of Thieves. And the best multiplayer experience, not really a shock, is Fortnite still. Which moves us on to the last category of today. So it's a shorter episode today, shorter list. Best visuals, which last year was won by Horizon Zero Dawn, followed up by The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, then Persona 5, Cuphead, wow, I forgot Cuphead was out then, and Assassin's Creed Origins. We have a list of 12, and I think this is going to be quite easy to whittle down, but only to like 7 or 8. And the list of 12 is God of War, Marvel's Spider-Man, Forza Horizon 4, Sea of Thieves, Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Chuchel, Octopath Traveler, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Darksiders 3, Gris, and Battlefield 5, or V. Why is Darksiders 3 on the list of best visuals?
For the art direction. Because I think the art direction's gorgeous. Same reason why Octopath's on there.
Oh, guys, you cannot compare. People have a go at you enough about your opinions. You cannot be comparing Darksiders 3's art style to Octopath, man.
I can and I will.
But
I'm not going to argue that it's top five.
I love
five.
Your conviction. I respect you.
I'm not going to argue that it's top five.
Okay.
But I would argue against Octopath being top five. So, yeah.
Why?
Because I don't think it does enough. It looks good. It's a nice looking game, but
I'd be a hypocrite to argue with you because I, as much as I think Octopath is a very lovely looking game, I feel people went a bit gaga over it and a bit too much. Like it is a lovely looking game, but also when I reviewed it, like it had some frame pacing issues that I'm like, this should not be in this game. And that is part of the visuals. You know, if a frame rate or there's frame pacing issues, that's part of how the game looks because it's how you literally how you view it. I mean, Darksiders, I'm not going to say it's ugly, but I top five? I'm sorry, Gaz. I'm not going to
argue that it's top five.
So you're saying we can delete it?
Yeah, but I wanted it on there because I think it's been dismissed just because of the issues on like the console.
Right.
Just because of stuff like there was like the weird fuzziness and stuff like that on the PS4 version and you know, the lack of like post-processing and stuff like that even on the Xbox One X.
Yeah.
But I just think its art style is just sublime. I think it's as good as the other two games in that respect.
Well, it's quite old though.
No, their art design is still, or art direction, sorry, is still right up there for me. I still think it looks better than so many other games.
I think, you know, fair enough. It's had it. You've been able to say, look, I like it a lot more. We've cut it. Fair enough, but. Octopath. I feel uncomfortable cutting that before Battlefield, I'm afraid. I really do.
I'm not going to argue like against Battlefield because it looks good, but I just
Battlefield looks great, but...
I just don't think... I mean, it's kind of just... It's like a photorealistic kind of thing, and it's like it doesn't
Is it interesting to look at? I think best visuals is like, yeah, does it look amazing? Is it like next, almost like next gen impressive, or is it uniquely impressive in what it does? Or is the aesthetic, the art style, like you say? And I think Battlefield 5 is a very impressive looking game, but of what I've played of it, which is not as much as Chris, I don't think it hangs in a top five person. Not in this competition.
I think the thing with 2018 is that we've had a lot of beautiful games in load of different art styles. You know, you've got your various art styles, and you've got your realism, and like we're going to talk about Red Dead, but stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's not right how good these games are. Like we're so lucky, and like as good as Battlefield 5 looks.
Yeah,
like it can't be in the top five.
It can't hang in a top. I don't even know that it would. It makes, well, it probably squeezes into a top 10, but it's gone. It's gone for now.
I do think one to lock is Sea of Thieves.
If you're locking that, then I feel there's five others you have to lock, and you've still got six. Well, there's. I don't want to say the five, because I think having read them in order, it will give away too much too soon. But like you cannot. Red Dead 2 has to be in a top five. It has to be. In terms
I'm not going to argue against that.
I mean,
Sea of Thieves,
Red Dead 2 has. I'm not arguing.
The lightning effects, the sea, you know, the actual water itself is.
But
that's the best water in any game. I mean, I know that's kind of the point.
No, I know, but it's
the. I think.
Sea of Thieves is a surprising game. It's a game where every time you see it and you're like, wow, I forgot how good this looks every time you play it. Like it's but like Red Dead 2 for me is way up there, because even though it's got fake HDR, it is astonishing how, you know, and even without a photo mode, proper one, like I took so many screenshots of that bloody game, like, and I don't really do that. I don't know, I think Red Dead's an absolute lock. I think Sea of Thieves is a lock personally. It's what do we cut? Like if we're locking them two,
you've got a lot. God of War and Spider Man. Spider Man definitely in the top five.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's character models alone.
That's the one thing about Spidey where I'm a bit dubious of, is that like I feel like with God of War, they had to go and create something entirely new. Sea of Thieves the same. Red Dead 2 is about the realism, about rendering things look amazing. This is so unfair to say it, but I think I can't help myself. It's there. It's going to come out my mouth right now. Spider-Man, they had a lot to work with existing-wise. They did their own thing with it, but also it's Spider-Man. He's been around
a bit.
To be fair,
so did God of War.
But God of War, they went in a very unique direction.
But it's all based on Norse myth, and that's all there. That's been there for many, many years.
So Spider-Man, you've got a lot of stuff that, you know, there's the costumes of the characters, there's the city, which we've all seen before, but it's the littler details. It's when you go into a hideout and you're fighting 10, 15 people at the same time. Each one of those is doing something different, and the kind of the different effects from the guns, from the explosives, from the light that's, you know, natural light, the reflections of on the glass, just everything that makes that scene run smoothly as well. And the visuals are constant. There's no lagging. There's nothing. It's just excellent visuals in the smaller bits and then in the outer bits. It's like if you're talking about like traveling through New York, you've got the way that when you're running up a building, you can see a reflection, and you can see the sun bursting through between buildings. That when you're sat on top of the Avengers Tower and you're looking over New York, like you can see people on the streets, you can see cars driving past, it's so intricate. And I don't think it can't be in this list because of that. Like there's a hell of a lot there.
I was kind of playing devil's advocate, because like it's easily in the top five for me. Spider-Man's one of those games, right, where because it's realistic-ish, but also it's sort of not at the same time. I feel Spider-Man's one of those games, Spoilers, it's not my number one on this list, but it's an amazing looking game. We know you don't need Sony to come out and say, hey, we're making another one. It's sold gangbusters. They're going to make another one of these, and they're probably going to make it for their next console, I would have thought. It's one of those, I just don't know how they make it look better. For what it's doing, for its setting, I don't know how you make that game look better.
I don't think you can, without going ultra real,
which I don't think would work.
On this console, you can't, I don't think. I think it will be next gen.
Yeah.
Which isn't that far away, so it makes sense. I think,
the problem is we've got four locked here. God of War, Spider-Man, Sea of Thieves, Red Dead. And we've got Forza Horizon 4. We've got Assassin's Creed. We've got Chuchul. I still don't actually know how to say that.
Oxbath Traveler. I don't have a clue how to pronounce that.
I think Chuchul's getting cut because I'm the only one who likes it. And I didn't even finish it. I just think it's just the most insane, lovely, ridiculous art style that is. But it's all... I didn't finish it because I think the art style belies some of the puzzle solving. I mean, I'm going to cut Chuchul, be honest with you. I do think it's a great-looking game, but only I've played it. So, Octopath, I think we need to cut because you guys haven't played it and you were both ready to cut it early. And we've got one game left to squeeze on this list, and I don't think Octopath is going to squeeze in.
Okay.
Yeah, I would also say Odyssey could probably go. I mean, I think it's a stunning-looking game, and some of the character models are really good, but kind of mostly just the main characters, and it has got a lot of rough edges, which I think is kind of more to do with just the Assassin's Creed-ness of it, if that makes sense. You know, it's always kind of had a little bit of roughness with some of its animations and various other bits. I just think, even though, like I say, it's a gorgeous looking game, I just think it's just a little too rough in places for it to be one of the top five.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
I feel sorry for Assassin's Creed because last year I hadn't played enough Origins and this year I haven't played enough Odyssey. It's a very good looking game at times.
And I think that kind of sums it up, though. When you say at times.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about, like you said, like there are characters in it. They sort of, some of the NPCs, they didn't even name them this year. It's like when the subtitles are, it's like woman, man. Yeah. And the faces kind of match that. Although I don't know, man. Like some of the stuff where you're like underwater in caves and stuff, that is really compellingly good looking.
It is. But it's the other stuff that brings it back. I know it feels very video gamey in places.
So I haven't seen enough of that stuff yet, but I'll have to believe you and take your word for it. And I don't feel strongly enough to fight for Odyssey, it kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I would be fighting for it in terms of like one of the possibly the top 10 of the year in terms of its actual gameplay and everything, the whole package. But yeah, as top. Best visuals, I think it's possibly number 6 or 7, but just not quite top 5.
Okay, well, I'll cut it if Chris, unless Chris argues otherwise.
No, I'm happy for it to go.
Anything else?
I don't know, because I mean, Forza, it's such a good looking game. There's so much attention to detail.
It's become a very easy and lazy thing to say, yeah, but driving games are always good looking, and they are.
I think that's it, though. It kind of is like it is still just a driving game, which I know sounds really stupid coming from me.
But it's also 60 frames. You know? They only hit that art style in 4K.
On X, though.
All right, then.
And it's 1080p rather than 4K.
All right, but I
know that's kind of dumbing
it down
a bit
too much. But the logic you're suggesting, right, fine, we'll cut Forza, but we also have to cut Dragon Ball because it's a fighting game.
And it's very pretty.
It is, and so is Gris, but I'm the only one who's played that, and I feel like Gris, actually, the art style is so incredible, but it actually kind of annoys me because it feels like, personally speaking with Gris, I think the art style's better than the game, and I don't... the gameplay's not good enough in that game for me. Like, I wanted a bit more. I want a slightly quicker paced game, and like the art style, but the art style is breathtakingly good.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Dragon Ball, see, that one thing that I do think is worth mentioning with that is it's not just like, oh yeah, it's a fighting game, whatever, you know, and it's like, it looks like the anime, but it really looks like the anime, you know, like,
well, they actually nailed it, and even in the story stuff, they kind of get, they've got the art style right. It's a bit of a crap story, but they got the story, the aesthetic right.
It's the fact that they've even kind of messed with the frame rate, so it looks like the way the animation in the anime is. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
listen, if you're trying to convince me that a Dragon Ball game needs to be on a list, you're not going to have to convince me very hard. I love Dragon Ball, and the fact that we finally got an amazing Dragon Ball game is like...
I'm surprising myself here, because I think Dragon Ball is dull. Like, I used to watch it, and after a while, I was just like, you know what? I'm watching the same thing all the time.
You should watch Kai. Give it another go and watch Kai, because that's like the cut-down re-edit.
Is it still half-an-hour episodes of just two people screaming at each other while they glow yellow?
Yes, but there's less like...
Gary's Amazon review.
Yeah. There's less sort of sections where it's six episodes on the trot of that when they cut it and edited it. You miss a bit, but like, you're not going to care. But like... Forza Horizon 4 is very good looking.
This is really odd, because I'm fighting for Dragon Ball, or you're fighting for Forza, and it really should be the other way around.
Well, I mean, really, if we're honest, Grish should be in there, because that game's art style is incredible. But then, so's Chuchels.
I'd personally throw Dragon Ball in. I think it's incredible, and like just looking at screens of it are amazing. But it's when you start to incorporate the combat and the moves, and the combos are like one button combos, and when you just witness some of the it's chaotic, but just,
they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that certainly is in there.
I do think it has to be number five.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just by virtue of it being
and Chris,
I keep thinking you're saying my name.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I can call it the translation and call it Grey, but it's cut. We cut it. So Dragon Ball FighterZ 5.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a little bit more difficult now.
I think number one's easy, personally.
I don't.
Really? Okay, so should I just say what I think number one is?
Yeah.
I think it's God of War. I think that every single second that game is on your screen, you are consistently like, how is it doing this? And like, when you've got a crap PS4 Pro like I have, and it's just taking off the whole time, you're like, that's how. This game is pushing that machine that hard. Like, it is ridiculous. Like, we'll talk about some of the, we won't do spoilers here, but like, some of the stuff we're going to talk about in Best Moment, like, it's not just that God of War is an amazing looking game, and like, they rendered it so that when Kratos walks through the snow, it leaves footprints and they stay. It's also the direction. Remember, this is the game that is a one shot. Remember that. That might be forgotten at this point in the year. That game is all done in one shot. It's the one camera the whole time, that shot. There's no cutaways, right? Remember that. That, in terms of artistic or direction, is new to games and consistent, and it delivers. But also, just think about the direction of some of those moments. Okay, right. But in third person. But like, that's also like I'm not going to say the moment, but let's just say returning.
Yeah.
That, in terms of cinematography, even is as good as a film. Like, the way that is shot, the darkness that surrounds you, getting on the boat, going under, you know, that that person talks to you, the whole journey. I just think it's one of the most important. Like, I think people will be copying things from this game in terms of how it was directed.
I think I'm going to agree with you on it being number one.
I mean, I'm not going to shock anyone when I say that God of War is... I just think it's an absolute feat. It's a technical masterpiece. I just don't know how I don't know how they achieved. I mean, just going around the Lake of Nine. Just
yeah, it's even stuff like the bit with the stranger at the beginning.
Yep,
that whole scene, the stuff it's doing, the fact that it doesn't lose frames or anything like that during the whole fight. Even
the
on
fact
a base
that unless
PS4,
you're told, unless you're told, oh, this is all done in one shot, you probably didn't even notice it. That's how well done it is.
Yeah.
I just don't think. Like for me, Red Dead would be up there, but it's the sort of single-minded vision, the directorial intelligence behind God of War that just pips it for me.
I don't think you're wrong. Like I don't. I think God of War deserves it. I just don't think it's. I think because I think Red Dead's two for me because.
Yeah, I agree.
Just it's just like I've. It's hard. Like just the let's talk about the dynamic weather, for instance. Like forget
the lightning storms.
Forget the attention to detail in every face, in every character, in every character's movement, in every bar, horse.
That is you say forget that. That is a really important thing. The attention to detail in Red Dead is unparalleled. There is no game released this year that in terms of visual detail. Like you can press a button and go into first person in that game and just get right up close. Because you can do that, they had to be over the top almost with detail because in a third person game, there's a certain distance between you and an object. But if you can go in a first person, that distance becomes different. Like, that is impressive.
Oh yeah, but the weather, like just the way there's about 50 different types of rain. There's 50 different types of like nighttime. The sun sets differently. The world just never the same.
I watched the sunset the other day, Chris. I was sat at a fireplace. Obviously, I mentioned on the regular pod. I've been playing it again. I sat having a conversation with someone at the fireplace, and I saw the sunset move literally from west to east or east to west, I guess, whichever. Mm. But I saw it move across the horizon. You know what I mean? Like that is.
Yeah. I mean, I did something similar. I was by the big lake near Blackwater, and I got into a boat when it was about 8 p.m. And then I rowed across because the lake's huge. It takes a while to get to Blackwater. By the time I was like halfway, the sun was setting and the moonlight came up and. Mm. Oh God! Like just those moments in themselves, just everything about it, every single bit of detail, and Karen, you understand why it was delayed. They have to polish every single tiny thing off, and there's not one issue with the visuals at all. And just this, oh God, yeah. So I think.
So are you arguing for it to be number one or number two?
No. Like God of War is the game of the year for me. There's a lot of things about this that I love, but the art style in God of War I've never had a game that perfect. I've never played a game where I can't think of anything negative in anything, and especially the visuals. When you talk about that moment, that lead up to that moment where like the boat. So when you're on the boat, like and you just the visuals change. The mood, and you completely like you're playing this game. It's such a emotional journey, and you're shutting down when you're watching him do what he's about to do, and then you come back to life when that thing happens, and it's just like that's all through the visuals and the music, but the visuals just tell such a story outside of everything else that I haven't seen that in a long time.
I mean, like. I've actually been lucky enough that all five of these games I played before they were available and before I could talk to anyone else. And yourself, you were, I think, four of the five, you were the same.
Mm. Yeah.
And of course, that's always a privilege, but God of War for me felt like I am seeing something here that people are going to be talking about for a long time to come. Like, I get why this took this long. And same with Red Dead. That's why they would be my number one and two. And to be honest with you, you could make a case for them both being number one for different reasons, but it just comes down to me. I'm just so impressed by the direction of God of War, as well as the art style and the execution. But the direction to me, I don't think we've ever seen a game on this scale of high budget production in a, not quite.
No,
and I think it really sings and it shows through all of its visuals.
It had already done everything it needed to be Game of the Year or best visuals halfway through.
Mm.
Like I remember we said, like I said, this is a 10, and that was after that. And then you've got another half of the game to play.
Our conversations are great because we were constantly trying not to spoil it for each other, not fully aware of who was where in the game, and yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
I would personally on this list swap Spider-Man and Red Dead 2, and I would say that's
a
list.
Totally agree with you. Mm. I would totally agree. Red Dead at 2. I would be open to hearing a conversation for Spider-Man at 3 because, for all I said about how you know they've, I don't know.
I just think Sea of Thieves, though. I think it's just
it's brand new IP, brand new.
I think it deserves this moment just purely because of stuff it does. You know, like I said earlier, the water, the fact that it changes dynamically with the weather. Where the weather's moving, like Breath of the Wild did. You know, you had the weather moving, the weather patterns moving, you could see it moving. And the way it affects the ship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and stuff like, I know we were a little underwhelmed by the end of it, but when we went off the edge of the map and every, you know, the sea turned red and shit like that was just like, oh my God.
Mm.
And now with stuff like the volcanoes, the, you know, the, skeleton ships and stuff like that, which and the character designs are all really cool. You know, the very Fable. Mm. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's got that Fable style to it, which I think is just brilliant. And the fact, you know, the sunsets on that, like you mentioned, the Red Dead stuff, which is like,
yeah.
But like this, the same goes, I think, for Sea of Thieves with the when you see a sunset going down, you can see like the clouds moving around it and stuff like that. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's such a beautiful game.
I wouldn't need much arguing or convincing between 3 and 4 either way, but I would agree with that list personally. I'm happy with the way that is. I would be willing to hear 3 and 4 arguments, but
I'm not willing to argue, but I would put Spider-Man above it personally. But that's just because I've spent a hell of a lot of time with Spider-Man and like I really dig those visuals, but like I'm not against the list. I think Sea of Thieves on its own merits is it deserves to be high up. But just personally, I would have Spider-Man above it. But yeah, that's
in terms
a solid
of just visuals though, because like I don't think Sea of Thieves is gonna get higher than say Spider-Man in the overall list. But in terms of just the visuals, I think it maybe just about pips it because it's. I think in my head, just because it's just such a unique, brand new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to argue. I think it's really good.
So are we locking?
Yeah.
Are we locking this in?
Yeah.
Okay. Right then, in best visuals, in fifth place, Dragon Ball FighterZ. Fourth place, Marvel Spider-Man. Third place, Sea of Thieves. Second place, Red Dead Redemption 2. And for the second year running, Sony have a first-party game that takes the best visuals award from GodAsAGeek.com, which is God of War. And to remind you that best multiplayer was Fortnite with Sea of Thieves, Call of Duty Black Ops 4, Smash Bros. Ultimate, and Overcooked 2 backing it up. That's day 3 in the books, gentlemen. Adam will be rejoining us for day 4 tomorrow. That is best audio, which is going to be a really interesting one this year. Best VR game, which for the first year, I think, is not it's not like the Adam Cook Award for best VR. I think Chris has actually probably played more VR than me this year. And yeah. Then the first real biggie award, which is best moment. Before we hit into day 5 and the finale of our deliberations, which is obviously, as usual, most anticipated for 2019. And then, of course, the top 10 games of 2018, God is a Geek's list, which I'm looking at now, and I'm not going to tell you, but I am going to say there are 22 games on that list currently, and we may even add to it, you know, before we get to it. Thank you, Chris and Gary, for being here.
Thank you.
Just a reminder that you can go on godasageek.com, see people's lists, see articles about games, and of course make sure you subscribe and share. And if you do listen to the podcast and want to hear these things early, go to patreon.com/godasageek. For $1 a month, you get every podcast early, including these. And if you're one of those early listeners right now, don't spoil it. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow then. Day 4, best audio, best VR game, and best moment. Wow, best moment is one I'm looking forward to. We will see you, tomorrow. We know you'll be here, and so will we. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.